Last night in the Taraweeh Salah, the 27th Parah was recited. The first Surah was Surah Al-Dhariyat. And in Surah Al-Dhariyat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. I mean, those people who are righteous, they will be successful. And those people who are irrighteous, who have done wrong, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually destroys them, either in the dunya or in akhirat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the qualities of the people of taqwa and piety, that they are the people, they will get great rewards in the akhirat, in the year after. Whatever Allah ta'ala will give them, they will take it. And in this world, they had made effort, they were good people, they had ikhlas and sincerity. At night, قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا هِجَعُونَ, they would rest for a very short while. It means most of the time in tahajjud, in ibadat of Allah ta'ala, at the time of theory, they used to make istighfar. They could never fulfill the haqq and the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The money they were spending in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they looked in the heavens and the earth and in themselves, and they saw the qudrat and the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, So, and they had the full yaqeen of this year. So therefore these people Allah Ta'ala has kept Jannat, his promise is definitely true. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions nations which he had punished. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the angels came to him to explain to him that Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, his people will be destroyed. So Ibrahim alayhi salam will feel sorrow over this year, that his nasal, his progeny, his ruhani nasal, because Lut alayhi salam was a ummati, a follower of his also, they will be destroyed. So Allah Ta'ala gave him glad tidings before the day, that never mind, you will get another ruhani nasal from your children, which will carry on till for a very long time, and they will all be believers within themselves. So the angels came and first gave him glad tidings, and then they went and destroyed these nations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions four nations here, and four different everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the different elements in the world also is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala can use whatever he wants to destroy people. So Lut alayhi salatu wasalam's people were destroyed with stones which is made of sand. Then you look at Fir'aun, Allah ta'ala destroyed him with water, he's thrown in the ocean. Then Qawm Aad, they were destroyed by wind. The wind came in, completely destroyed them. And Qawm Thamud, they were destroyed by fire. So whether it's fire, whether it's water, whether it's wind, all of these things is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala can use his armies to destroy whichever nations he wants to. So Allah ta'ala mentions these four groups. And Nuh alayhi salam's people also were destroyed with water. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, they run and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leave out everything else in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything in pairs, so you can understand everything is muhtaj and in need. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is one, who is alone, who doesn't need any partner, any pair. So to run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leave aside everybody else. And the object we have created you in this world is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, and to become a servant, the true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not asking you for rozi, and Allah ta'ala doesn't want us, we must feed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who is giving us rozi and sustenance, so he is asking you to worship him. That's the object of coming in this world, and this is one our necessity of life, to get your rozi and sustenance, but it's not the object of a person's life. The next surah is Surah Al-Tur. In here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the azab of Allah ta'ala, the recompense is definitely going to take place, and especially about azab, the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a taqam, he takes an oath on the past nations, Wattur, Wakitabin, Mastur, the Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he went with the kitab, the people were not prepared to accept. So Allah ta'ala took the mountain and put it over them, and you could have destroyed them. Then they eventually they made tawbah. Similarly, the Bayt al-Ma'mur, when Abraha destroyed the Kaaba, then how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent his punishment upon these people. Similarly, when Lut alayhi salatu wasalam and his people, the whole sky was lifted up, and those people were completely destroyed. So all of these are examples where Allah ta'ala azab is a reality, it can definitely take place, and Allah ta'ala will destroy those people who are not obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other hand, those who are obedient, Allah ta'ala here mentions many bounties of Jannat. They will be sitting in gardens and bounties and enjoying themselves. Whatever Allah ta'ala is giving them, they will be taking great enjoyment with him. And Allah ta'ala saves them from the azab of Jahannam. It will be said to them, eat and drink now with great enjoyment, because of the good actions which you used to do in this world. And they will be sitting and reclining on huge thrones and very, very beautiful studded thrones. Allah ta'ala will get them married to the beautiful woman of Jannah. And some of their family members who never reach the level of in amal al-salih and good actions, Allah ta'ala will join them together, because to make them happy also. So they will be, Allah ta'ala will raise the ranks of those people, their family members, their children, their wives, etc. Allah ta'ala will grant them fruits and such meat which they desire. And they will be sitting in Jannah and playing with one another, with the glasses, goblets, holding each one another. But there won't be any swearing in Jannah. There won't be any guna and sin taking place. young boys Allah Ta'ala will create, will be coming and serving them, and these boys will remain young forever and forever. You know, the Khadim is so old now that you have to make his khidmat, but he'll remain young, they will always be there to make your khidmat, and they will be sitting and speaking to one another in Jannah, having discussions, and they will say that in this world we lived, we had the fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Now Allah Ta'ala saved us from fear. We lived a life of fear, we had fikr and concern, so now we live a life of basically without any concern at all. So as a person does, then Allah Ta'ala will protect and save a person. Inna kunna min qablu nad'u. We were in this world, we used to call out to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, worship Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and today Allah has bestowed us with all of these great bounties. May Allah Ta'ala make us worthy, and may Allah Ta'ala make us through His fadl and karam. We are not worthy of it, but Allah grant us these higher bounties of Jannah also. The next surah is Surah Wan-Najm, and in this surah Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions that wahi and revelation is a reality. And it has come to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whatever he is speaking is 100%. He's not speaking from his own desire. And this wahi and revelation has come down from Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. It has come from Allah. It has come from Allah. It has come from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. There is no doubt in the chain going to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This has come from your creator and sustainer. So what you are getting is 100% correct. It's correct. It's correct. There is no doubt in it. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam actually saw Jibreel alayhi salam. So there is no doubt when Shaitan came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and told him, His sanad and his chain to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is very, very strong. On the other hand, people who are taking other four gods, deities, Lat, Uzza, and all of these things, they are only following their guman, their thoughts, what their hearts desire. And they got no proof from the side of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, "Ma lahum bihi min ilm." They don't have any knowledge about these things. They are just following dhan, thoughts, which comes in their heart, whatever comes, they are following that day. And then after Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions, Allah Ta'ala has kept great reward for those people who do good actions. Who are the ones who do good actions? الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمُ وَالْفَوَاحِشِ. Those who stay away from major sins and immoral actions. إِلَّا لَمَنْ. But you are human beings, you will make small mistakes, minor errors, we understand that there. But a person who stays away, then this person is actually worthy of Allah Ta'ala's great reward. We have seen from all the major sins that we were just reading just now. But Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ وَاسِعُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. His maghfirat and forgiveness is very, very vast. Allah Ta'ala is prepared to forgive you people. And on the other hand, you mustn't get pride within yourself. You do some good actions. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions that He fully knows you. When Allah Ta'ala created you from the earth, where you have come from the earth. And when you were a small fetus, in the wombs of your mother, a person was inside the stomach of his mother, how exactly he was, what was the condition, how filthy he was, how dirty he was. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Now you come out in this world, you do a little bit of good actions, don't get pride over yourself, don't regard yourself as pious. I'm a very pure person, I'm a very good person. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ اتَّقَى. Allah Ta'ala is the one who knows fully well, who has got the quality of taqwa within himself. Only when we leave this world, we go to the year after, then a person can be happy that I passed now, I passed my examination. But as long as we are living in this world, live with a bit of fear, I do not know whether my actions are accepted in the court of Allah Ta'ala, whether I will be accepted or rejected, what will be my final moment when I leave this world with iman. So this concern must remain with a person at every moment. And then after Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that definitely whatever a person has done, no other person will carry your sins. If you did wrong, nobody else can on the day of Qiyamah you pay money, he'll help and assist you. And when laysa lil insani illa ma sa'a, what effort you made in this world, you will definitely get this. And on the day of Qiyamah, you will definitely see that efforts which a person had made, whatever good efforts or bad efforts. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says He has created you the first time in this world. Great bounties Allah Ta'ala has given you, and Allah Ta'ala has got the full power to destroy you also. So be obedient to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Qamar, and in this surah Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about Qiyamah, that Qiyamah is a reality, and people are in doubt, how can the whole world be destroyed? It doesn't make sense, such a huge world, the earth, and all the planets and the stars. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, the example of this was given when Shaqq al-Qamar, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala split the moon before in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the people asked him for a sign. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read two rakat of salah, he made dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and split. The moon immediately split into two portions. The kuffar also saw it with their own eyes. So Allah Ta'ala gave an example that how the moon split at that time. So what difficulty is there for Allah Ta'ala to split the whole world, the whole universe, and break it into smithereens, and then Allah Ta'ala to create it a second time? There is nothing difficult at all for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And if you want to see examples of Qiyamah, there are so many examples of the past nations, a small Qiyamah which came over them. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's people came, and they called him a mad person, and they were warned, but they never accept. So eventually Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala sent the rains down from the heavens, the earth opened, springs started coming out, and these people were completely destroyed. And Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala said, "We hamalnahu ala dhati al-wahi wa dusur." We carried him on something which is made of boards and nails. something small, not something with material, with big metal and a huge metal powerful thing. Yes, boards and some screws, some nails which were knocked in together. And Allah Ta'ala wants to save a person with small things like this. Allah Ta'ala can save a person. And with other people, whatever big things they had, their houses, whatever Allah Ta'ala completely destroyed them. So this is the qudrat and power of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah says, we have left examples of this. We have left it as a sign. Is there anyone to take lesson? وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. The main thing we have given the Quran is for people to take lesson. Is there any people prepared to take lesson from the Quran Sharif? Another meaning some Mufassirin have given of this ayat is that Allah Ta'ala says we have made the Quran Sharif very, very easy to remember. Is there anyone ready to remember the Quran Sharif? That also is a great miracle of the Quran Sharif, that how young boys, 10 years, 12 years, non-Arabs, they don't even understand the language, but they manage to memorize the Kitab, 848 pages, and how when a person is reading, he doesn't even think about it, it just comes out from his mind, it comes on his tongue. And when Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala wishes, Allah Ta'ala can put a blockage there. That person can't remember anything of the Quran Sharif. He forgets, he goes blank. This is it shows that this is only the further and grace of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah granted to whomsoever he wills, that when a person becomes hafiz of Quran and he remembers the Quran Sharif, this is really a bounty of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala has made it easy, however, for the people to memorize the Quran Sharif. After Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions about other nations, the nations also, where their qiyamah came in this world, a small qiyamah, and they were completely destroyed. In every place Allah Ta'ala says, we have given the Quran as a remembrance, as a reminder. Take lessons from it. Think about the nations of the past who were destroyed, and you prepare yourself for the life of the year after. The next surah after this, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions, so one is fear, but on the other hand, you must always get the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala also. So Allah Ta'ala mentions, Ar-Rahman, that who is Rahman, the most merciful, Allama al-Qul, Allama al-Quran. Allah has bestowed you with countless bounties. And in the surah, فَبَيْيَا أَلَىٰي رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, about 23 times or so is repeated. Allah Ta'ala has repeated it so many times. Which bounty of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala do you people reject? What and what bounties Allah Ta'ala has given you? And the greatest bounty Allah starts off with Allama al-Quran, that Allah Ta'ala taught you the Quran Sharif. From all the bounties, the spiritual bounties are the greatest bounties. One is the Quran Sharif. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala created insan, human beings. Allah Ta'ala taught him how to speak. The sun and the moon Allah has given us, the stars and the trees. Or the tarjuma can be those trees which are creepers, and those trees those plants which are creepers, and those plants which are standing up. The heavens Allah Ta'ala has created, the earth Allah Ta'ala has created, the different fruits Allah Ta'ala has created, the ships which are moving over the ocean, or the jewelry which is found in the ocean. All of these things Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given. فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which bounties of Allah then you will reject? It's all from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When the jinnat heard this, they said, لَا بِشَيْءٍ مِّن نِعْمَتِكَ رَبِّنَا نُكَذِّبُ. Oh Allah, none of your bounties do we ever make takzeeb, or do we ever belie. We agree all of them have come from you. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that, look at the jinnat, even they said this, when they heard this ayat, فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Said, oh Allah, we also don't deny any of the bounties and favors which you have given us. And Allah Ta'ala says, another great bounty is, whatever is in this earth, will be eventually destroyed. Because this world has got no value in the sight of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala wants to give something which is better and far greater, which is the life of the akhirat. So Allah says everything will be destroyed. This is also a bounty. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions about Jahannam. And Allah says this is also a bounty that Allah Ta'ala is warning us from now. Stay away from these things. If someone warns you, there is an animal in front, or there are police officers in front, they're going to catch you, trap you. They're warning you. So that's a bounty also. A person has warned you. So Allah says Jahannam is there. Look at how bad it is. So this is a bounty I'm giving you. I'm explaining to you beforehand so you are warned. And seven times, فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ is mentioned here. Ulama say because there are seven doors of Jahannam. And then Allah Ta'ala mentions about Jannah, two different levels of Jannah. Those people who got great fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the great bounties Allah Ta'ala will grant it to them. And there Allah mentions, فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ eight times. There are two levels of Jannah, one for the higher people, one for the lower people. And there are eight doors of Jannah. So Allah Ta'ala mentions, فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ eight times. And there also Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions the different fruits and the woman of Jannah and the clothing of the places where they will be reclining, all of the beautiful things of Jannah which Allah Ta'ala has kept for the people of taqwa and piety. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala make us amongst the higher group through His fadl and karam, which in the next surah also Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions there are three groups. When the Qiyamah will take place, some people who had very high position in this world, they'll be lowered. And some people who are low in this world, Allah Ta'ala will raise them up. And the three groups, the people of the right, and then the people of the left, and wastabiqoon astabiqoon, those people who have exceeded, who have gone far ahead, who made the akhirah the object of life. So one will be the normal people of iman. So Allah Ta'ala first mentions wastabiqoon astabiqoon, what in bounties Allah Ta'ala has kept from them. And Allah Ta'ala said in the first jamaat of people, Sahaba, Tabin, Tabi, Tabin, there was a very big Jamaat of them. But Qaleelun min al-Akhirin, latter times there will be a small Jamaat of them. So Allah Ta'ala make us amongst the Qaleel, a small Jamaat of the Sabiqun and Sabiqun who have made Akhirah the object of life. And Allah Ta'ala mentions the bounties which He has given for them, which is much more superior to the bounties given to the Ashabul Yameen. The people of Iman also will eventually enter Jannah, but their bounties will be obviously a very great also compared to the dunya, but much less compared to the Sabiqun, those who have gone ahead. And then Ashabul Shimal, the people of the left, the people of Jahannam. Allah mentioned some of the punishments for them. They will have to eat from Zakum, one very bad tree in Jahannam. They'll fill up their stomachs with it. And then over this, boiling hot water will be put over them. And this will be the food which Allah Ta'ala will give to these people. Allah Ta'ala says, we have created you people. Why don't you believe? You're from a money, sperm. Allah Ta'ala created a person, the kudrat and power of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And whatever you're using in this world, is a grace of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. For example, Allah Ta'ala has given you your water. Allah Ta'ala has given you the grain. Allah Ta'ala has given you fire. We need normally bread in our life to live. So normally we use water, grains and fire to make the bread. So Allah says, your basic necessity of life, I'm bestowing it to you all the time. Why don't you make shukr to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? If you wanted to, the water, we could have made it better. But Allah Ta'ala has made it sweet. Allah Ta'ala could have destroyed the fruits and the food. But Allah Ta'ala has given it to you. And the fire, Allah Ta'ala says, we have made it. نَحْنُ جَعَلْنَاهَا تَذْكِرَةً. We have made the fire as a nasihat and a reminder to you people. The fire, we must utilize it. وَمَتَعَ لِلْمُقْوِينَ. It's for utilization. A person must use it. But more important than using it, a person must take lesson. Whenever we see the fire of this dunya, think of the fire of Jahannam. This, I can't bear the fire of this world. How will I bear the fire of Jahannam? This must be a reminder for a person. So Allah Ta'ala says, we have made it as a nasihat and a reminder for the person. And thereafter Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala again mentions these three these groups. And by means of the Quran Sharif, a person will hold firm onto it. He will be successful. And in the last surah, Surah Hadid, where Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions how will a person prepare himself for akhirat. First thing, he must get the ma'rifat and recognition of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala mentions his qualities here, how he created the heavens, the earth. He is the one who gives life. He is the one who gives death. He knows everything what is happening in this world. He got control of all the rulership of the world. He enters the day into the night, night and the night into the day. So Allah Ta'ala has full knowledge, full qudrat, full power over everything. So get ma'rifat, recognition of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. By means of this, you will get a high level in akhirat. Similarly, together with that, a person must spend in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, have iman in Allah and His Rasul, and spend your wealth in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. What is wrong with you? You are not spending in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Whereas Allah Ta'ala has got control over the heavens and the earth. Everything eventually, the wealth, all lies in the hands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And those people who spend in the early portions of Islam, when Islam is weak, and those who spend later on, there's a world of difference between the two of them. They will both get reward. But those who spend earlier when Islam is weak, their rewards will be much greater than the person who will spend when Islam is strong in the world. Allah Ta'ala says, well, who will give Allah Ta'ala a beautiful loan? Allah will increase it in great abundance. You will give a 5 cents or 10 cents. How much Allah Ta'ala will give to a person? مَا نَقَسَتْ مَعْلُمْ مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ. Your money will never get less because of sadaqah and charity. The more a person will spend, the more Allah Ta'ala will open up to a person. And on the day of Qiyamah, you will see a person who has spent his wealth in the path of Allah. The sadaqah will be a shade for a person. He will be running, he will have nur in his life. Nur with him in front of him on his right hand side. Clear tidings for him. But the munafiqs and hypocrites, outwardly they had iman in this world. And they acted. They never have real true iman in their heart. So on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will play the fool with them. And they will think they will have some light. It will come on for a while, it will go off eventually. And these people will be embarrassed and disgraced. They will try to find light, they won't be able to find light. So we have to build up that light in this world here by means of A'mal. Durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Tilawat of Quran Sharif, As-Salatu Nurun, Living Salat is Nur. All A'mal, is about 10 A'mal ulama have mentioned, for which will create Nur in a person. It will help a person in the Qabr also on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make A'mal on these things. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, hasn't the time come now? You've heard the whole Quran Sharif. Your heart must humble itself for the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. It must humble itself for the Quran Sharif. Don't be like the people of the past, that their heart eventually became hard and they were not prepared to accept. And the thing which normally, so a person must spend his wealth in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and make zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, tilawat of Quran Sharif, that softens the heart of a person. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, normally what deceives a person is this worldly life. But this worldly life is just a deception, play, pastime, some beauties and adornments. People having fakhr and boasting amongst themselves in their wealth and their children trying to increase of this year. It's like the rain which come down. It looks very, very beautiful. But for a few days it remains. And eventually after one season, everything is completely destroyed. No one even knows that the person even lived in this world, that plants was even in this world. Tomorrow you'll be gone from this world. No one will even know that you were in this world. So, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This worldly life is nothing but a box of deception. You want something? Hasten and run towards the forgiveness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in Jannat. which is huge, very, very massive, like the size of the heavens and the earth. Just the width of Jannah is like the width of the heavens and the earth. That Allah Ta'ala has prepared for those who believe in Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But don't think you will live in this world. If you are pious, you won't have musibahs and difficulties. Allah Ta'ala said, difficulties will come to you. But they have all been written by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in a person's taqdeer. So realize that this has come from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. I have to live in this life. There will be calamities, difficulties. But I need to turn my attention to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is the only solver of problems. And Allah Ta'ala will help and assist me. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, give us true understanding. Thank you.